Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line is AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Pastalock for our long-range winter forecast. Are we already talking winter, Paul? How are you? Good morning.
I know. It's just barely the end of September. We're at the end of September here, and we're talking about what's going to happen this winter. And, you know, we need to talk about it because we've had some chill, and we're going to have some more coming up here this month.
How bad is it going to be?
Well, it looks to me that we're going to be a winter of swings. December doesn't look all that bad, but the storm tracks don't look favorable for a lot of snow in our region. In fact, we're forecasting below normal snowfall. Are predicted this far out, about 6 to 12 inches for the season. That's below the average the last 30 years of 17.9 inches. The thing is that we'll see a storm track to the north at times and a storm track fairly far to our south and east. So it's going to be difficult to get them all linked up and get the cold in here at the time that we need it to get the snow.
All right. Yeah, I got distracted when you said below record, you know, below average snow because I enjoy some snowfall. So what about our temperatures? Because, of course, we've had a beautiful spring, a beautiful summer, and the fall has been fantastic. I think some of us feel like we're going to pay for that this winter.
Well, here's the thing. I think you can take October, but, of course, putting in December, January, and February climatology terms, we're going to start out October on a chilly note. We're going to see a lot of chilly air masses come through over the first week and a half, 2 weeks, and then it's going to warm up. I think we're going to see these swings take place also in the winter. December, back and forth, leaning on warmer than normal, and then January gets more interesting. I think that's when our roughest period of the winter will come in. We may have to talk about ice possibilities here in later January and February, but I think the temperatures overall will average about a degree, degree and a half above normal, a little less than last year for the December through February time period, but still not too cold. I think the coldest air is in the Western Plains this year.
Paul, for those of us who don't follow it like you, how do you predict that? What fuels winter weather like that?
Well, I look at a bunch of things. I look at what's going on right now. We have a La Nina, which is more related to northern track systems for our region. And so we have a La Nina in place for the fall and winter, so that's one thing that helps us out. I also try to match what's going on over the summer and the current time period with other years. And I look at what happened in those years and try to kind of replay and put it together and average it out to give us an idea of what we can expect as far as snowfall goes, too. I mean, snowfall is hard to predict. One storm can change everything. But if you look at past years, you can get some averages there to figure out what's going on.
Paul, thanks for the information. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Pastalock joining us on the Quiver River Electric Cooperative guest line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.